Thank you, Yanira, for opening the show.
I know. Is this really cool that you can have that just as a normal part of your life? Yeah. You got somebody harmonizing next in time, those next angelic time
we'll,
tones.
Next time we'll give you lyrics.
Thank you.
For the intro.
You're welcome.
But I think I'll use that as the intro for this month's Next Spin podcast.
That'll be $5.99. Cash App.
Yeah, let me get the family and friends discount.
$2.99.
No, your worth. There we
go. That's doable. Welcome to... So this would be episode 2 of the Next Spin podcast. I'm your host, Badr Milligan, or a host. There you go. No, I do not want to be the lead host.
The host.
I am a host on this show. I'm Badr Milligan. And to my right, I got...
Jaja.
Nice. I'm sorry. I was like, okay. She's going to be singing a lot on this show, and I need to be ready
for it. No, I did not mean to.
That's cool.
I didn't sing my name. My name, it sounds like I'm singing it, but it's Jaja.
Okay.
Like, all right. Janira Cardona, but I go by Jaja.
There we go. Like who else we got on the mic to your left?
You have Adrian Ross, a.k.a. Stefan the Don.
Ooh, let him know.
Air horns. That's the air
all right, and then to your far left is our last member on the show. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Freddie.
This is not the high Freddie from last time. This is just regular.
This is level
hangover
Freddie.
So each time you get a different version.
Yeah, look. This is not high Freddie. This is Black Power fist in the comb and the hair Freddie.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I like the vibrations.
You're right.
He's definitely bringing that D'Angelo vibe today. Yes. Just take off that shirt.
And then, of course, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't go ahead and announce that our founder is also here in the building with us, Mr. Tony Smilajic.
He's
not on a mic, but he is in the room and present. CEO and founder of Next Spin, which you should be following
with
on Instagram.
Two X's.
Follow on Instagram.
For sure. You should be following on Instagram. I think if you found this show, it's probably through there. But if you're not, check out Next Spin on Instagram. We're a vinyl collective here in Jacksonville, Florida. We're comprised of 5 millennials of different backgrounds, professions, sharing our passion for music, and mostly in the analog form, but music overall. So welcome to the podcast. This is episode 2, like I said. Last episode was a pilot. And how did you guys feel listening back to that episode and your voices after that night that we had?
It was great. Shame. I love it.
There's like a blanket of shame in
here. I'm used to it. So how did you guys feel?
It was weird. But I can get used to it, though. Maybe I'm a narcissist. I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah. Well, once you become a narcissist, you might as well be a podcast.
Yeah, go all the way.
You're already there.
You're already there.
Freddie, that was your podcast debut as well, right? Was that your podcast debut?
Correct. And I appreciate all the compliments on my voice.
Oh, man.
I appreciate
that. Was the best part of editing.
No, thank you.
I would isolate.
Just keep talking about it.
He make it so smooth.
Right? So there you go. You got a little bit of a better introduction to us. Tonight's theme is Neo Soul. And it was chosen by Freddie because we are back at Freddie's house for him to host us this evening. And Freddie, I got to ask, man, why Neo Soul among all the genres we could have gone with?
Neo Soul to me is like... it's like food for the soul. It's like our parents had soul music, and neo soul is like our version of that. The millennial representation of soul. And I just had to, when it was my turn, I was like, I got to do neo soul.
Damn, that is like exceptionally beautiful words for something I thought he was just going to say, because it is fucking great.
You're right.
Which would have worked, but that was really well said, Freddie. Thank you. So yeah, that'll be our theme for tonight. And for those of you, you know, still trying to wrap your heads around what Next Spin is and what these theme nights are, it's our once a month meetups where we bring vinyls according to themes. And then we play a round of songs from each vinyl. Everyone gets a chance to go ahead and share. It's kind of like Kumbaya with, you know, music and vinyls. So tonight's theme, like I said, was Neo Soul. And I feel like maybe you guys would agree with me, but this was not a very easy process in selecting, like, I know for me, my choices. It was kind of, like, difficult. Well, how about you, Yaya?
It definitely was. One, I was so busy. I didn't have time really go record shopping as much as I like. And I know we could order them online, but I'm one of those people that I like the experience of going into the shop and like going through each records, because there's records that you don't know about or learn about. And I mean, that's how I learn about new records, obviously. So I did kind of messed up this month a little bit, but even then it was fun to go. I went to a new record shop here in Jacksonville that I haven't got. It's not new. It was new to me because I haven't gone to it. So it was fun to go look at it. It was hard because you can't find, I wanted to find like Joe Scott. I couldn't find Joe Scott, Music Soul Child. I did find D'Angelo, but, it was overpriced. So
I guess for me, it wasn't so much as the scarcity, even though I do agree with you. It can definitely be difficult to find like some of the higher end older R&B stuff. But I think the challenge for me was like, what exactly, how do I define Neo's soul? I was like, wouldn't it just be R&B or just like modern soul music? You know, I had a hard time kind of like grasping the theme and the concept, like being able to put it into my own words and look at the artists that I have, you know, records of or I'm a fan of and be like, you would fit in this Neo soul bucket. Did anyone else feel like kind of similar to that?
100%.
Yep. Absolutely.
I think because originally you were trying to bunch in some of the newer Frank Oceans and the Ari Lennox. And I'm like, I think that's the next generation of Neo soul, which they call contemporary R&B, which a lot of the Neo soul elements are in that music. And I think that would have been fine, but I think we can definitely save that for a different vinyl meetup, just that genre.
The something contemporary.
Modern contemporary. So I wanted, I put on my nerd glasses and I wanted to kind of dig. I was like, well, what does the internet say Neo Soul is? You know,
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
What's my homeboy Google? Think about this. So I just wanted to share some, what I ended up finding out. So these are like kind of like the nerdy details, but I wanted to get like your opinions here in a sec. So Neo Soul was coined by a music industry entrepreneur that worked at Motown. His name was Kedar Masonberg. And during the late 1990s, he kind of coined the phrase to give the music that was coming out from like R&B and whatnot, or contemporary R&B at the time, like a label, you know, because it was during the early to mid-90s. You had acts like D'Angelo, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, and Maxwell all like blowing up and getting really big. And D'Angelo just had like success off of Brown Sugar. So he kind of just coined the phrase of like, yo, this is neo soul. This is like, you know, new soul and R&B at the same time. I did some more digging after that. And I found that, you know, neo soul has been developing since like the 80s. And like, not only in America, but the UK. And then it wasn't until like the 90s that it got its big mainstream appeal. And Masonberg, the guy that coined it, had even said, you know, that he doesn't think that giving something a genre, a label, is like the most helpful. He was like, you know, artists hate that. But he felt that there was a need to market artists of the genre for listeners to have an understanding of what they were buying, you know, because I think it was such a big like, well, what is this sound? Adrian, I'm going to start with you, man. How do you understand or define Neo Soul? And if you wouldn't mind sharing like maybe your first conscious exposure of it.
For me, my experience of Neo Soul is like my pops, thankfully. You know, he was, you know, just a young dude. My dad's, he had me when he was 22. So he was listening to contemporary music and it was like dope, like Erykah Badu in the 90s, like 96, you know what I mean? We listened to Jill Scott. We're listening to Blackstreet. We listened to a lot of different type of music. So I was just exposed to it from the jump, you know? But for me, like when I try to define it, like what you were saying of what is Neo Soul, like I think about the elements in it. I'm like, okay, I definitely hear like jazz type inspired elements to it. I hear gospel a little bit, you know? So I'm trying to like, I was doing the same thing as you when I was looking for the records. I'm like, damn, this, it's hard. Like, what is like John B? Is he more neo soul or more R&B? And that's why, when we get to the records, I'll explain. It's a little bit nuanced. So I'll be able to explain it then.
Well, Freddie, you said something pretty interesting when we started. You said, you know, you had chosen it because it's like the food for the soul. Can you go into that a little more and how you define neo soul?
Soul music was definitely an outlet for Black voices in the 60s and 70s. And I think the resurgence of Neo Soul, not resurgence, but what soul was becoming in the late 90s, early 2000s, was the millennials' Black voice through music, which was accompanied in the music that was Neo Soul. Like a lot of the topics were speaking on Black love and Black rights. And I'm not saying it was only Black artists, but when you think of those main D'Angelos, Erykah Badus, then the hip hop was accompanied into that, the Commons, and you hear all that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the way you described it, the way I took it is like R&B that has kind of found a purpose. like, you know, outside of maybe
that's
traditional,
it, yeah.
How we think of like R&B's got to be about love, you know. I think neo soul is something that has found a deeper purpose or a different purpose too, you know, whether it be like unifying people to protest or, you know, talking about, you know, just like world events and stuff, you know?
It's like R&B gospel. That's exactly I would say it is, because it has a message. I feel like neo soul has a message, whether it's about love, whether it's about heartbreak, whether it's about, you know, Erykah Badu's always talking about some kind of feminine topic. So it's definitely a message. It's to deliver a message to reach your soul. So
like neo soul dug a little deeper than R&B.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's really well put.
It's more poetic.
Yeah.
Than R&B. R&B can be a little bit more direct. You know what I mean?
R&B
and neo soul is more poetic. You know, instead of saying I want to take you to bed, R&B is or neo soul is like I want to take your heavenly soul into another level. You know,
and that's probably why it's difficult to like kind of like house everything that is encompasses neo soul in one easy box. You know what I mean? Because you can get that same type of element and other types of expression in music like hip hop. You know what I mean? People talk direct about love or whatever. So that's why that can blend into, you know, the straight R&B stuff. And so, you mentioned Common, like how in Finding Forever, he has a song with D'Angelo. And that's like, that's the neo soul song. You know what I mean? And it's hip hop.
But I mean, Lauryn Hill is a great example. Lauryn Hill is a rapper. Lauryn Hill is a singer. And she's in this category of neo soul. So it's funny to see her name pop up. I did the same thing. I looked up because I had a hard time. Like, I was like, okay, what is neo soul? Like, what's the difference between that and R&B? And especially because in the 90s, I grew up more in Panama. So in Panama, I was listening to reggae, salsa. Mm-hmm. You know, I was more on the whole Latin field. So I missed that whole train. I didn't move back to the States until 98. So I'm happy that I'm getting back into it now and understanding like what it is exactly and understanding more as an adult, especially as an adult. Like you're back in the day, you didn't know what you were singing, right? And now I'm listening to Erykah Badu, and I'm like, okay, I get it. Yeah. Like, yeah, you better call Tyrone. You know what I mean? Like,
speak it to your soul.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, like, I think for all of us kind of within the same age range, yeah, I had a similar feeling where I'm like, wow, yeah, I kind of relate to this a lot more. Like, you know, Ari Lennox, you know, she's singing about her apartment. I'm like, yo, I kind of get that. And I think she's around the same age range too. And I think you can have that type of topic because it's neo soul, so it kind of is more like conscious driven lyrics. So you know, you're talking about yourself, you're looking within yourself, you're using like kind of cool metaphors. And another thing too, I think I really appreciate about the genre that I don't think is as prevalent in other genres is that neo soul has a stronger female presence, both literally and figuratively. Like I feel like Erykah Badu, Sade, they have such a certain strength to them, like both outward and inward, that I feel like they are definitely in control of their image, their career, and their business. Like they are not pandering to an audience or trying to come across as like, you know, a damsel in distress that I think other genres can encourage within their female.
It's because their songs is so message driven that their fan base is, you know, when they go to see them, it's like they're not going to just see a show because I mean, Erykah Badu puts on a show on her own, right? But it's not just that. Like, people really are just going to listen to the lyrics and to hear the message.
Well said. Yeah, it's kind of like they're not trying to really sell you a brand as much as like...
They're not trying to be a pop artist. Like, this is them. Like,
it's an expression of this what they
and
want.
And people feel more familiar. Like, they feel more comfortable because they feel like they know the artists more in that sense. Because I feel like they, neo-soul artists are more vulnerable.
And then, genuine too.
And I feel people feel probably relate more to their songs because of that, because they're like, oh wow, they're going through the same thing as us, you know, like what you were saying about Ari Lennox, you know what I mean? Like,
so it sounds like we all kind of had our own unique journey into the kind of grasping the definition of neo soul, and then, you know, from there I'm sure we were all able to go ahead and select our records for the evening. So I wanted to ask, what albums did you bring today? And is there any interesting story or maybe reason why you chose said album? I'll actually start with Freddie. I want to start with Freddie on this one.
So I'm sitting next to a pile, and it was really difficult to choose. And
Difficult to find, bro.
And speaking of vinyl specifically, this era of time for vinyl was definitely a dead zone. Vinyl, I mean, the CDs were popping, MP3s were starting to come in. So a lot of vinyl wasn't made for this, for a lot of these. So they cost a little penny, and we're starting to get some reissues, and that's cool. But I'm rocking with Angie Stone, Duele.
What's the name? Wait, what's the name of the album too?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, this Angie Stone's a single. It's I Wish I Didn't Miss You. I'm rock with that. Duele. This album's called Subject.
They always had like a mahogany, like you know, like either wood, literally, or yes. color scheme.
The brown and everything. Baby.
Brown is Neo Soul's official color.
And I'm gonna go with Eric Benet.
Ooh,
a day
I forgot about
in
him.
Life.
Okay,
very but I also have like honorable mentions.
Ooh. Man, you've got the best selection of neo-soul I've ever seen, bro. Like,
you got to, when you speak neo-soul, you got to speak D'Angelo. You got to speak Jill Scott.
Of course,
yes.
Dog.
You got to speak music Soulchild. And it sucks I can't play all of these. I wish I'd have y'all here all night playing these. But those are my three picks.
That's good shares. Yeah. Those are good picks. I had a really country homeboy who you would never believe. You know, if you were just taking him off face value, you would never believe he liked R&B or neo-soul. But boy, did he love him some Music Soul Child. Like, I have never seen a bigger Music Soul Child fan and have, like, be that light of a complexion. Like, I was like, yo, you would stand out like, you know, a light bulb in this
crowd. It almost like, because it's kind of like, I could hear it, like, with a country, like, Music Soul Child's music done by a country dude. Could you imagine that?
That'd be great. That's just popping at
like
karaoke.
With some twang on that.
That'd be interesting.
Bro, that would be insane. But it's easy to do though. You can imagine it as you laugh because it's funny because it's real.
I was
you
trying to think of a song to sing in country, but I can't.
I want some of your brown sugar.
There you go.
I mean, that's D'Angelo, brother.
Yeah, that is. But now I would definitely pay to see some, like,
you gotta do it now.
You know, some rednecks.
I'm telling you know, singing. So that's why your homie is that. On it, like that, bro. It's really, he's like, I can relate to you, brother. It's country. But
I love me some brown sugar, too.
Yeah.
Adrian, I want to go to you next, man, because you came in here and surprised us all when you came in with some vinyls around your arm. You went and bought some vinyls for this theme.
We did.
Well, talk to us, man. How was it? What did you get?
So we went the hunt for the vinyl. So this is obviously, you know, my foray into vinyl ownership. And I didn't realize the time expense that it was going to take to
that
find.
Digging
in the crates is real, bro. And so we went to a couple of different places, and we had to go to Tiger and Rec and get
what you could get.
Songs that are on that are R&B but on hip hop albums. So the vinyls that we
work around.
Yeah, I had to find a way, cuz I'm like, damn, I don't want to show up without anything, you know what I mean? So I want to be here, I want to hang out with you guys. so I went and I got the Commons Finding Forever, which is a phenomenal album. Just straight off the jump, Kanye produced it, Dilla on it. Straight Chicago. It's a freaking fire album.
I'm curious to see what side you play, because if I can hear So Far to Go tonight.
Yes, that's the choice.
I think that's on there.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one with D'Angelo on the Dilla beat.
All right,
that's the one. Yeah,
you got it. You got it. All right.
So that's what I'm playing.
All right, what else you got?
And then there's another one that's Sabina. Thank you for choosing this record.
Who is also here in the audience with us as well.
Air horns for my baby.
We got an audience.
Yes. But she picked a record. It was actually the Black Panther record.
Yo, love that album.
Right. And so, but she found a song on there that we listened to. I was like, yeah, that's considered neo soul. And no, so we picked it, and I hopefully it's considered neo soul. You guys will.
No, I think all of those fall. No, all of them that you named definitely fall in the parameters.
Yeah.
Good ones. Well, damn, Adrian. Like, yeah. Applaud to Adrian for coming out here.
Thank you, man.
Buying them records.
Thank
Welcome,
you, bro.
Spend that money for real.
Money.
Yaya, what do you got?
So, when I think of the first neo soul song I ever heard was definitely Erykah Badu called Tyrone. I was living in Panama. I remember specifically just getting out the shower, and in my parents' room there was three mirrors, and I was singing in the mirror like to it, the song, and my mom walked in and she was like, what are you doing? And it's such a vivid, vivid, vivid memory. And every time I hear that song, it's a memory that comes up. So I had to buy the vinyl.
That's cool.
So it's Erykah Badu's Mama's Back. So I'm definitely going to, you already know what song I'm going to play. I don't even have to tell you. No, I didn't say Mama's Bed.
I was like, bed.
No. Mama's Gun.
I won't lie. I won't lie. I didn't correct her because I was like, maybe that's how they say it when you're singing. Like, it's a gun sounds like bed. I didn't want
I know it's Mama's Gun. I don't know why I said that's Mama's funny. Bed.
That is funny.
And again, because I was short on time, this month has been crazy. The second one I brought is Amy Winehouse, Lioness Hidden Treasures is my favorite Amy Winehouse record. And my favorite song on there is Wake Up Alone and Halftime. And her voice is just so timeless. And her story is so, so sad. If you guys have Netflix, I would recommend that you guys watch her.
Yo, I still have not seen that yet.
Yeah, yeah,
that might be next. Okay.
Her story, her parent, the people around her did not do her.
No, not at all. I definitely know that much. No, I will never forget when I first heard Amy Winehouse on like the radio. I think it was like during either middle school or probably more like early high school. But I remember thinking like, yo, is that a British person on the radio? Like, I was so flabbergasted at the idea of someone British, like, singing like that.
And there's a real scene out there, bro.
I was surprised it was a white girl.
Yo.
Yeah, me too.
That part.
Yeah. I was also surprised by Pink. I didn't know Pink. For the longest, I thought Pink was a black girl.
No, Pink.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny. That is pretty funny.
Also a Virgo. All
right. No, those are good choices. Those are really good picks.
But no, like, for real, there's a crazy scene in the UK right now. Cleo Soul. Like, I think she embodies, like,
yo, I swear to God, Adrian goes to bat with Cleo Soul. Yo,
every chance.
Anytime I see a Cleo Soul song or video, I'm like, Adrian has probably played this.
I'm in my house going crazy.
But let's
absolutely
be real.
Bonkers.
I feel like the UK is always, I feel like UK has always been ahead of time when it comes to music, period. They've always been more soulful. I feel like they've understood the concept of what was going on in the music. And just, Amy Winehouse is a prime example.
The Beatles,
exactly. Like,
nuts. Like,
but
hold
like
up.
Kareem Bailey.
Adele. Yeah.
I think this might be if you don't mind me, I'm sorry. I think this might be a great time for me to introduce mine. Because speaking about UK neo soul and artists, one of my first picks is Sade. Diamond Life.
Ooh, of course. So, we knew we were going
to
be.
With the man with the Sade shirt had to have Sade.
That he has, had to have. Well, we all know that's his crush. Like, that's his.
Which this was a bit of an argument because I was like, is Sade Neo Soul? Mm.
So like I said in the like I was saying,
we gonna let it fly.
Like I was saying in the intro, hold up, thank you, Yaya.
Okay.
Just like we
now
were
let's talk about
we're
it.
Saying Amy Winehouse is neo soul, with all due respect, then we goddamn sure saying
that's in the, I could be arguing.
So but check this out. Neo soul, I mean it is credited as starting like in the 80s, both in the US and the UK because of acts like Sade, you know.
Damn
like
right.
She definitely was R&B. But, I mean, I think because the jazz elements to it and then some of her topics as well, I think it was definitely building blocks for the neo-soul that would define the genre. Like, there's no way that you can listen to Maxwell, Erykah Badu, or D'Angelo, they probably would also say, oh, Sade all
they
day.
They do.
For sure.
They definitely mention her.
So I think I'm also bringing Sade in because of that foundational respect and influence.
Okay.
So that is my case. Good
I can
sir.
Respect. I can respect. I can respect that.
That's a good. Right. Well said.
So I'm gonna play Diamond Life, and then I also brought Maxwell's Urban Suite, which I won't lie, I bought it last month. I did not previously own this, and I'm gonna be honest with you.
Fine, man.
I think we all have heard Ascension plenty of times. You know, I think we've all heard Ascension maybe during in his heyday. Wait, what's up?
No, we're just remarking that he's an Afro-Latino. He's Puerto Rican and black.
I did not really? Know he was Puerto Rican and black.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Ole papito, ¿cómo estás?
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the only reason Adrian knows that because he checked if he was Panamanian. He was like, Panamanian?
He checked who his Afro-Latinos
I'm looking,
are.
I was looking for all of them, bro. I'm putting respect on their name, all bro. Right. Moving forward.
But I think we've all heard, I think it's safe to say we've all heard Ascension, like plenty of times, you know? But I will go ahead and admit on here that I feel like I was reintroduced to the song just maybe like maybe six at the months at the tops. I went to this restaurant with, I went to this bar with Blythe, and they had YouTube playing, and they had Ascension, the music video playing. And of course, like the sound system was super nice. And I could not focus on anything Blythe was saying because I was like so honed in on this song. And I was like, I know I've heard this song on like, you know, the R&B, the old R&B CD commercials,
of
like
course.
Top 100 hits for 99 yeah, cents.
Yeah. And even in some movies too.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. So I'm like, yo, I've heard this. But it was so cool to hear it again for the first time. That is, if I ever had to use define that, that was a prime moment where I'm like, yo, I've heard that, but I really heard it only a couple months ago. And I was singing it, yo, for days. I just was humming it, singing it. I
can you give us a little rendition now?
Could
you?
Maybe when we start playing the record, and I can hide behind this. So anyways, I picked that up because just off the strength of Ascension, come to find out the rest of the album is amazing. And the last one I brought, and this one's a single, not a full album, but it's Erykah Badu featuring Common, Love of My Life, and Ode to Hip Hop off the Brown Sugar.
The most neo soul song.
Yes.
And they were dating.
Yeah, they were.
As real love.
And that was one. He says that Erykah Badu was one of his first true loves.
That's awesome. Erykah Badu, for me, is she's one of these artists where I don't like every song. But goddamn, the songs that I really do like, I like love. And this is one of them. It's like, it's one of these songs that when I start hearing it, if I hear it once, it's going to be a week before I stop singing, thinking about it, or humming it.
It's an earworm.
So that's how much I really like this album. It's going to be a great night for music. Like, I am ready to go ahead and get this started. The last thing I'll ask you guys, and then we'll definitely close out, is really quick, of your three albums, what's one that you would recommend to a new fan that, you know, is trying to get into neo soul, wants to explore the genre? And then what is one that is for more of an experienced, you know, like listener, someone that's like, I know what neo soul is, but give me something different, you know?
We talked a little bit about the UK neo soul move, like you know, grounding that they have. And I think a lot of people, and when they think about neo soul, they think about like the 90s, early 2000s, stuff like that. If I was trying to, you know, so show someone who has a little bit of a grounding in neo soul, like some new neo soul, I would definitely take it to the UK and introduce them to a couple of artists out there. So like, and literally again, I'm caping for Cleo Soul, but her last album, Young Love or no, Rose in the Dark. That album is fantastic. If you have not heard it, you need to hear it.
I love her.
Yeah. And like something else, I would say Eliza. There's a lady named Eliza out in the UK who has an awesome, awesome album. There's so many. Cautious Clay is another guy who's out there if you want to listen to a male voice.
And what's an intro one? Like one that you would just give for like a new fan?
And so for a new fan, I mean, a music soul child, you know, I just want to sing. Just give them that one and then they'll be good. With a good rounding.
My example is going to be, imagine a country fan who's only listened to country his whole life.
That's why I was like, I thought about your homie and I said, that to me, it has to be music.
All right. What about you? What about you, Yaya? What are your recommendations?
I definitely, as far as to be introduced, it's going to be Erykah Badu. It has to be Erykah Badu. To me, she's the queen.
Which album?
Of neo soul. I'm going to say Mama's Gun. Shut up. So stupid. I was about to say it because of you too.
Baduism.
Mama's Gun.
Baduism,
it's just a great album. It has several of her hits on there. And when you close... What I like about Erykah Badu, she's a storyteller. You close your eyes and you can see where she's taking you. And her voice will then add those elements that you can feel like what she's feeling. So it's definitely a movie that she creates in your head. So I definitely feel that she's one that you need to start with. And as far as newcomers, to keep it more modern, Snow Allegra. I don't know. Would we consider Snow Allegra neo soul?
She's the Sade of 2021.
Ooh.
I know you have a little history with her.
I would definitely. I think I would consider. But to Freddie's point, I feel like new R&B and soul and neo soul kind of all really blend together. Like you almost would have to treat it like its own thing. Like contemporary,
yeah, because
neo soul,
I
or modern neo soul.
I like Cleo Soul, too. Cleo Soul is really, she's amazing. If those who don't know her, she's a new girl too. But yeah, those are that Erykah Badu for sure, and Jill Scott. I mean, Jill Scott, for anybody who's into, who's like into lyric and into poetry, Jill Scott is the queen for sure.
Oh yeah. What about you, Freddie? Give us some recommendations.
So, only because y'all gave India Irie so much shit. Like, India Irie, no, everyone like, knows that time where she should have won the Grammy, all that jazz. I'm like, why don't y'all like India Irie? I don't get it.
What was it against her?
It's not that I really do try to get into her. I just can't. I don't know why. I don't know if it's, I feel like her songs are a little boring to me. They're like a little slow, a little too slow. It's not boring. I don't want to say that. That's wrong to say.
It's like
they're a little too slow sometimes.
It's like convincing a meat eater to be like vegan. That's what I think. Like the aversion is. You know what I mean? Like I love.
Damn! If this ever gets to India Irie's ear,
I'm just saying. Like
she's gonna be like, "Who the fuck?
Man, what? We like you. We love
got
you."
Crazy takes over here. Crazy takes.
I do like some, like one or two of her songs, but.
So what else? So you would recommend India Irie?
India Irie for the newcomers, and I think it won't be for everyone. But if you like that, you'll like the rest of Neo Soul. And for the
experience fan,
the experience fan,
look for something new or like different.
And I, because we and you had a D'Angelo thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, I don't really rock with D'Angelo. True. I'm like.
What a fool.
D'Angelo?
What a fool.
And I sent you home and warned my brother. Re-listen to this, my brother. Re-listen to this.
Yeah, we're about to go in on you right now, buddy.
Yeah. I swear to you, I was singing That's My Lady like 2 days in a row.
That song, that's come on.
Ever since the verses, I was like, nah, that's...
Yeah, D'Angelo was a man, bro. Yeah, for sure. High school, everyone needs exposure, bro.
I think out of my three, I would definitely... I think for a newcomer, I could easily give them Sade. Because I feel like if you like Sade, then there's a lot of elements she incorporates, then you'll probably like Neo Soul because it incorporates a lot more than just singing, in my opinion. So, yeah, I'd give a newcomer, yes, Sade. And then as far as like an advanced person, maybe?
There's, I feel like if you're trying to get into it and like if you're a new person, we should have like offered a radio station. Selection, I think, has a good selection of Neo Soul and like it touches all those genres that build Neo Soul, you know what I mean? Or that Neo Soul takes from. So Selection Radio, I don't know, they're not paying us, so maybe we shouldn't talk to them.
No, but they're the people.
Shout out. Yeah. I'm going to hit them up. That's what I do.
Yeah, exactly. You should.
This is all for the love of the music. I really look forward to these every month and I have a really good time with this. Music is something that is maybe top three most important things in my life. I don't know how I will function without music. And I appreciate sharing my passion with music with you guys.
That was awesome. Ooh, love that, man.
Water so in the eyes.
Damn. You see, that's what Neo Soul does to you. You're vulnerable.
Yeah, that was really well said. I will just go ahead and plug in once again the Instagram, Next Spin. For
with
sure.
2X.
On Instagram. Thank you. NEXXTSPIN. And make sure that you are. For sure, I guess following this podcast, if I've released it yet, put it on platforms, but for sure, following the top five weekly playlist that we put out on Spotify and Apple Music, which can be found in the link in the bio of, guess what, Nextman's profile. Yo, it's all there for you. With that being said, yo, peace to you. We're about to get this music going, right?
Dios lo bendiga. Goodbye.